With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Half of the local measures on the November ballot in Monterey County are for school bonds. They're loans used to repair and expand buildings or add labs and new technology. As KAZU's Doug McKnight reports, the Monterey Peninsula Unified School District's Measure A is a typical one.
The school is, I think, built in early 60s.
Olson Elementary School principal Drew Coleman is giving me a tour. Back in the 1960s, Marina, where the school is located, had a population of 7,000. It's now more than four times that size.
You know, this school was only designed for a couple hundred students, and now we are serving over 400 students.
He pauses the tour to show me some portable classrooms brought in to accommodate the increase in students. They were intended to be temporary when they were installed more than 25 years ago.
But as you can see, the outside of the portables have damage. The walkway ramps have damage. You can see some of the edging here. And so they're beyond their typical life.
Monterey Peninsula Unified is asking voters to approve $340 million in bonds, cover a multitude of projects at several schools. The district is one of the largest in Monterey County, with 9,000 students spread over 23 campuses.
We encompass Seaside, Marina, Monterey, Delray Oaks, Sand City.
District Superintendent P.K. Diffenbaugh says school districts have to borrow money because the state pays the school for the cost of teachers, staff, and other operations.
But if you want to improve your facilities, if you want to put in a new science lab, if you want to build a classroom,
replace those portables at Olson Elementary, or improve the pool built in the 1920s, at Monterey High.
There's no dedicated funding stream from the state for that.
If Measure A passes, the district will sell bonds on the open market, use the money for improvements, and pay them off over the next 30 years with an increase in property taxes. The increase
would be around $50 per $100,000 of assessed value, not market value, of assessed value.
Homeowners can find their assessed value on their property tax bill. Diffenbaugh says the average homeowner in this district likely will see another $240 a year on their tax bill if the bond passes. There is an oversight committee and audits to make sure the money is spent properly. But critics point out the district passed similar bond issues in 2010 and 2018. Those are still being paid off. Measure A would be on top of them.
We taxpayers struggle with the high cost of living.
Michael Peking reads from his letter to the editor, published in the Monterey Herald.
The Monterey Peninsula Union School District repeatedly demands ever greater percentages of our income.
He opposes Measure A and is particularly upset about a $40 to $60 million proposal to build housing for district teachers and staff.
Why are you assuming the mantle of a property developer and taking a large sum of money out of the hands of people who made the $60 million, and the money gets taken by a person who doesn't know anything about residential real estate?
Superintendent Diffenbaugh points out many schools provide low-rent housing for teachers and staff, including CSU Monterey Bay and Stanford University. The units will be run by an outside property management company and rented at below market rate. Teachers and staff with the lowest salaries will be prioritized, and there will be a limit on how long tenants can stay. Measure A, like all school bonds, needs at least 55% of the vote in order to pass. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.